did not find his head, though. The sodden walls of the trench whence the dragon had risen had collapsed upon it. Goblin and One Eye torched the woodpile. The fire leapt up as if eager to fulfill its mission. The limper's bolt had struck the lady 4 inches from the heart, midway between her left breast and collarbone. I confess to a certain pride in having drawn it under such terrible circumstances without killing her. I should have incapacitated her left arm, though. She now lifted that arm, reached out to Darling. Silent and I were puzzled, but only for a moment. The lady pulled Darling to her. She had no strength, so it must be that, in a way, Darling allowed herself to be pulled. Then she whispered, "The rite is complete. I name your true name, Tony Fisk." Darling screamed soundlessly. The null began to fray. Silent's face blackened. For what seemed an eternity, he stood there in obvious torment, torn between a vow, a love, a hatred, perhaps the concept of an obligation to a higher duty. Tears began coursing down his cheeks. I got an old wish and was ready to cry myself when I did. He spoke.
"The ritual is closed."
He had trouble shaping his words.
"I name your true name, Dorothea Sanjak. I name your true name, Dorothea Sanjak."
I thought he would collapse in a faint then, but he did not. The women did. Raven was getting closer, so I had a pain atop all the other pains. Silent and I stared at one another. I suspect my face was as tormented as his. Then he nodded through his tears. There was peace between us. We knelt, untangled the women. He looked worried while I felt Darling's neck. "She'll be all right," I told him. "The lady, too, but he did not care about that." I wonder still how much each of the women expected in that moment, how much each yielded to destiny. It marked their end as powers of the world. Darling had no null. The lady had no magic. They had cancelled one another out. I heard screaming. Carpets were raining. All those taken had been taken by the lady herself, and after what had happened on the plain, she had made certain her fate would be their fate. So now they were undone, and soon dead. Not much magic left on that field. Tracker, too, was a goner, mauled to death by the Dominator. I believe he died happy. But there was no end yet. No, there was Raven. 50 feet away, he let go of Case and bore down like Nemesis itself. His gaze was fixed on the lady, though you could tell by his very step that he was on stage, that he was going to do a deed to win back Darling. "Well, Croker, can you let it happen?" The lady's hand shivered in mine. Her pulse was feeble, but it was there. Maybe he would bluff. I picked up my bow and the arrow recovered from Limper. "Stop, Raven." He did not. I do not think he heard me. Oh, damn. If he didn't, it was going to get out of hand.